Hi everyone, welcome. Thank you so much for joining this session today. First, I would like to start by introducing myself. My name is Blanca Delgado and I work as a program manager in the Visual Studio App Center team. And it's App Center that we are going to be talking about today, specifically about how to monitor your apps using App Center. If I had to describe App Center with just a few words, I would say App Center is the place for your apps. The place for your apps to get built, tested, and distributed, and the place for your apps to get monitored. So App Center really covers all your continuous integration, continuous deployment pipeline, as well as your monitoring services. As a former engineering student, I would spend a lot of time writing mobile apps. I would gather some classmates and would come up with this idea that we thought it was great, and we would spend a lot of time writing efficient code. Then if we got something that we thought was cool enough, we would go ahead and publish it to the store. And then after that, we would go to the store and check our reviews, our star rating, and so on. And let me tell you, our feedback was not as good as we would have expected. And we really didn't know why. We got like this low star rating, and we were like, what's happening? We heard some comments about users saying that the app was crashing, that the app was not behaving as expected. And so for those situations, I do like App Center monitoring would have really helped me to understand what was going on. And not only what was going wrong, but also what was going right, and use that in order to improve my app. So App Center accounts with two crucial services when it comes to monitoring your app. We have our diagnostic services, which include crash and error reporting. And we also have our analytics offering. As part of the crash and error reporting, crash would be those that we are known as unhandled errors when your app exits unexpectedly. And then we have error reporting, which would be those situations that we can handle. And so my colleague Sarah will be talking about crash reporting in her session. So for this session, I just want to touch a little bit on error reporting. App Center just recently had this feature announced back in March, and we have error reporting for the Xamarin platform. So let's say you're having issues with your app, the app is not working as expected, there is like a request timeout, or like the server did not respond. So by using error reporting, handling these errors, you can make your app behave as expected, and also go up to App Center, analyze those errors, and see what is going wrong. And so with that, I'm going to jump right into the demo, and we're going to see how errors look like in App Center. And the first thing I want to show is how do you monitor your app? Well, App Center provides an SDK. We have the App Center SDK, which is completely modular. We have our analytics module for analytics data, as we will see in a little bit. And then we have our crashes module, which includes crash and error reporting. In this case, this is my smart hotel app, which you've probably seen before in build for App Center. And with just one line integration, we can see here the App Center star line. The SDK will get initialized, and you will be able to start tracking analytics and crashes out of the box. In order to track errors, we have an API called Track Error. And then by doing that, all the errors will get reported to App Center. So with that, let me move into the Errors tab. So this is part of the diagnostic service. As I said, it has crash reporting and errors. So I'm now in the Errors tab. So here, what we see is what we call the error groups. So as a developer, we define those errors that we think are important to track in our apps. And we decided, hey, like there's going to be a lot of errors that are happening continuously. And we want to make it easy for developers to manage those, make sure we fix them on time. And also, it's not too much to handle. So what we did is we grouped these errors by similarity. So errors that have similar stack traces will be counted as one error group. So these are all the errors groups that I have for my apps. And so what I'm going to do is I'm going to drill down into one of these error groups. For example, the request timeout. I decided to track this error within my app. And so this is what information I'm getting. So the first thing is I want to know how often this is happening. Like, do I really need to prioritize that? And for that, we provide information like analytics on your errors, like how many times this error is happening and how many users are affected by this error. And that information should give me an idea on should I prioritize that error or not? Is it important for my users or not? Also, we need to understand like what type of devices and OSs is being affected by those errors, so that I can really prioritize, do I really care, let's say, about Galaxy S8 or not? And if I do, then yeah, that's an error I probably want to tackle. And so on top of that, you can even drill down into the specific instances for your errors. So for this group, I have a bunch of instances that are happening, and they're organized by device and OS. So again, by looking at my analytics data, I might know that I have a lot of Galaxy S8 that are being affected by my error. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to filter down by Galaxy S8 and by the latest OS. And so that way, now, all my reports, I filter by my criteria that I decided to look at. And so what I'm going to do is I'm going to click into one of these instances. Once I go into the instances, what do I need as a developer in order to fix an error? Well, I need my stack trace. I need to know where in my code the error is happening, and so that it can help me fix it. So this is what we see here. We get a full stack trace automatically tracked by the SDK. We get some device information, such as OS, country, language of the device. And even if you want some other contextual information, you can attach what we call custom properties. So in this track error method that I explained, you can attach custom properties into it. So let's say you want, for example, in this request timeout, you want to know what URL is causing this timeout. Or you want to follow up with the users that are having issues. So you might want to have a property called user ID so that you can follow up with them. So with that, we saw how error reporting can really help you fix issues in your app and make sure users are having the expected behavior. But there's more than that. Now we know when our app is going wrong, but we also know when it's going right or what are my users doing with my app. And for that, we have our analytics offering within App Center. So I'm going to now show the analytics overview for a Xamarin iOS app, still Smart Hotel app. Smart Hotel is an app that allows you to book rooms within the app. So I can see all the rooms, make bookings, and so on. So as app developers, of course, we want to know how popular is our app, how many users are looking into our app. But not only number of installs, we also want to know if they're actually engaged with the app. How many times are they opening the app per day? How long are they staying in my app? So this is what we try to provide with this session information, engagement of your users. Also, I explained before how you might want to prioritize the errors and crashes based on the device and OSs. And that's when analytics can become very helpful to see, for Xamarin iOS app, iPhone 8 is the most popular device. So I want to make sure that, those devices, if they experiment in errors, I fix those. And same for the OS distribution. Also, as app developers or as, PMs, let's say, we decide to run marketing campaigns to make our apps more popular. We also might want to tackle those marketing campaigns in a specific country or in a specific language. And for that, understanding where my user base is located and what language they speak, I can make those decisions smarter. And last but not least, we know how the process of an app works. Like we make our first version, then we make improvements over it, we have new versions released. And as app developers, we want to make sure that we put all our efforts in our latest versions. However, we know that a lot of users do not download the latest versions, and they still in older versions, because either they know like the new version is maybe worse than the previous one, or maybe they're just lazy to update it. So by understanding the active users per version, we can know whether we can stop supporting older versions. So for example, in our Smart Hotel app, no one is any longer using the 1.23.3 version, and so we don't need support for that one anymore. And so all of this data comes out of the box by just integrating the analytics SDK. If you want to have more developer-defined behavior on your app, you can use what we call custom events. So for that, I'm going to move to the events tab. And so what I see here is a bunch of events that the developer defines as important in their app. So for example, as I said, our app, you have room suggestions. You can book rooms over the app. You can purchase the rooms. And so, for example, for us, it's very important to know how many people are seeing the rooms, how many people are booking the rooms, et cetera. And so for each of them, we know how popular they are, how many users are seeing those events or triggering them. Just recently, we added a new functionality in our app, which allows you to add a tip when you purchase a room. And so what I'm going to do is I'm going to drill down into that one and see what the adoption looks like. So in terms of number of users, it's been pretty stable. It's growing slightly. But we can see here, by the end of April, there was like a big increase of number of times that this happened. And the main reason was because we did a UI change on our app, and we moved this tip addition functionality in somewhere that was a little bit more visible. And we can see how that did have an event. It had a consequence in our metrics. Moreover, you might want to understand not only if people are using this feature, but for this specific example, we want to know how much tip our users are giving us. So with that, you can attach custom properties. So the same thing we did for errors, where we added properties into the errors. Here we have an API method that you can call called TrackEvent, where you can also attach custom properties into it. So this is what we see here. The property we file here is tip amount, the amount of the tip they gave us. And the value are the amount of the tip they gave us. So for example, in our example, we see that most of our users gave us the minimum, which is $5. But hey, it's more than no tip. So we can see that from here, the distribution. So the title of this talk is The Power is Yours. And the reason why we say that is because we really think it is. What we do in App Center is we allow you to export all of your raw data into Azure. We currently have support for Azure Blob Storage and Azure Application Insights. So with just a few clicks on the settings of the app, you can continuously export all of your data into Azure. So what I'm going to show today is how this export looks like in Application Insights. So for that, I already set up my export. And I want to show you, this is the Application Insights portal. I'm pretty sure a lot of you are already familiar with it. And so we pretty much show the same information as we showed in App Center. So we have user information, events information, sessions, et cetera. But what's more interesting about this is that you can drill down a little farther into your graphs. So we have here, you know, user information over the last 3 months. But then I might want to, in our app, we really care about this book room event, because that's what really makes us money, right? Like, when people book rooms, that's what brings us money. So what I want to see here is what happens when I look at my users that actually book a room. How many of these 12,000 book a room? So I'm going to go ahead and say, give me everyone who booked a room. I can even fill it down from 24 hours up to 90 days. And I can see that either by 1 day or by 1 week. So I see here it fluctuates. There is not a clear pattern of growth. And what I can also do here is, let's say my app really mainly runs in the US. Most of the rooms are in the US. So I want to see my US users, how can I filter this graph to see my US users. So what I can do here is I can say add filter. I can filter by country. Country or region, and then I can say, give me everyone which is in the United States. So once this loads, there you go. Say, and then you hit apply. And then this new graph shows me 2.6K users are actually in the US doing the book room event, the book room event. And so Application Insights also offers more advanced analytics, such as funnels, retention. And today, I just want to quickly show a very interesting funnel that we have in our app. So as I said, book room is the most important event in our app. So what I want to see is, from the people that see my room suggestions, how many of them go through the whole flow and end up purchasing a room? So what I'm going to do is I'm going to say, my first step, I want to see how many people are seeing rooms. Then I want to say how many of them actually initiate the process of booking a room. So I see that about 50% of them that see rooms actually initiate the process of booking a room, which actually I think pretty successful. But then I want to see, out of those ones, how many of them go through the whole flow and end up purchasing the room. So I'm going to say here, third step, book room. And I see that about 18% go through the whole flow and end up booking the room. So this might tell us that there is some sort of either bug or something going on in the UX from the starting a book room all the way to actually booking the room. So with funnels, you can understand the flow of action that your users are taking in the app. Also, if you're familiar with Application Insights, you might know that there is the ability to do queries on your raw data. And so this is what I'm going to show next. Here, for this same app, for Smart Hotel, you open it up. I created a few queries that I wanted to show you, which use custom events and custom properties inside of the events. So in App Center, I define an event called rating. And this tells me basically how good my app is. And this, the rate is from 1 to 5. So I want to see how people are rating me, how are we doing in the store. So what I do here is I say, give me all the custom events. From those, choose the event called rating, which gives me the rating. And then what I do here is I select from the custom dimensions, I have my properties. And then I choose the property called rate, which is the actual value of the rate. And then what I say is, give me how many users gave me a 1, how many users gave me a 2, et cetera. So if I run this query, we'll see here the results pop up. So I see here, if we organize this by amount, most of my users are giving me a 5-star, which is awesome. But then we also have a few pretty high number for rating 1. And then the rest are kind of in the middle. Another query I want to show, similar. So in this case, we have an install option for the receipt. Once you book a room, we have an install option. And you can basically download by different types of files. And I wanted to understand what files are most successful, because I'm thinking if I should add a new one or if the ones that I have are good enough. So I run this query, so similar. I choose the event download. I look at the constant dimensions. I select my properties. And then I select the property called file type. So once I run this, this is the results I get. So if I see it on a chart here, I see that PNG is the most popular one, followed by JPEG. So it looks like the image format is the most popular for the ones that I have. So here's how you can get query on your raw data. However, you might want to have all of this better organized in a dashboard and that anyone can look at, and you don't need to run the queries every time. So what you can do here, right from these queries, I could hit here and say export to Power BI. So if I do that, a file downloads. I can use this Power BI file to create my own Power BI dashboards. So I did that, and I just want to show you some of the results I got here. So for me, it's really important to follow up with those customers that are not happy with my app. So what I did is I did a query that would give me all the user IDs that rated me with a 1 or a 0, with a 2, which I consider detractors. So what I can do now with the user ID, I can look up on my database and I can say, OK, I'm going to email this person and I'm going to ask them, what are we doing wrong? Why you don't like our app? Similar to what we saw before, here I have a number of users by the different ratings. So again, 5 is the most popular, followed by 1. Similar to what I showed in the query, we have here a distribution by file type. And then this graph is similar to what App Center provides. It's just a different way of visualizing the data. So here, I really wanted to see which one was more popular, also including the US information. So this, here's what I'm visualization. So what we saw, basically, to summarize, is with our SDK, with our one-line integration, we were able to get out-of-the-box errors, out-of-the-box analytics, being able to export all the data into Application Insights or Blob Storage, and from that, access to our raw data and create our own visualizations and our own dashboard based on the developer's choice. So get started for free with App Center. Everything you saw today is completely free, so we really encourage you to try it out. We have extensive documentation on APIs and our SDKs. And also, we're going to be in the tools booth. So please come visit us if you have any questions, if you want to chat with us, if you have any feedback. We're really happy to hear that. Thank you very much.